The heavy downpour last night and early this morning has caused flooding in many parts of Accra. Flood-prone areas have been cut off, making accessibility very difficult. Reports from Awushi Mangwasi say many people have been displaced by the flood. The rain started last night and poured till this morning, changing to drizzles. A victim at Awushi, Cosmos Boafu, attributed the flood to a diversion of the drainage system in the area because of the construction of the Malam to Tekwashi Road.
We were asleep and all of a sudden we saw the water coming inside. So the whole place flooded and my books, everything spoiled.
What time did the rain start?
It started around 10 o'clock.
So where are you now currently?
We are lodging at somebody's celebrity.
Did you get any assistance to carry out your things when the flood started?
No, the way it started, you couldn't carry our things out.
Are there any injuries apart from the destruction of things?
No, there's no injuries at the moment. For the other houses, I can't tell.
What do you think might have caused this? Because this is not the first time it is raining in Accra.
Well, I can say that there is a construction of a road at the Tekwashi Malam, and they have diverted the drainage through our place. That has caused this havoc.
You heard the voice of Cosmos Boafu, a flood victim at Awushi Mangwasi. At least two people are reported dead following the floods at Adabraka. The deceased, described as physically challenged, are residents of the area. The construction of a gutter near the Graphic Communications Group is said to be the main cause of the flood. A resident at Adabraka, Joseph Dakung, told Radio Ghana that parts of the area are still flooded and people are helpless as many have lost their belongings.
According to what I've seen, right, it's like a river, right? And I learned that two people have been called to glory.
Have you seen them personally?
I learned that they are crippled, and I've seen that a bunch of soldiers are there to rescue them, and Nabu. And a lot of people, their roofs have been flooded. And
when did the rain start?
To something that started. They are constructing a certain bridge at the Graphic. And this has caused all this problem because I learned they blocked other river from flowing into the sea because of the construction.
A resident at Adabraka, Joseph Dakung. There are also reports that some houses have been destroyed by the floods at Santa Maria. Frederick Bwedi Kwining is standing by to give us a situational report. Hello, Frederick.
Hello, Sally.
What's the current situation?
Okay, Sally, I can say the downpour yesterday has caused a terrible destruction in Santa Maria to the spice. Vehicles have been capsized and also structures have been broken down. And some houses have been flooded. The residents have been displaced. And the police were earlier here this morning to rescue some residents, some people, and some of them included children that were rescued earlier.
Frederick, have there been any casualties?
Actually, what I've inquired from eyewitnesses is that there have not been any casualties yet. But the only thing that is, that have been destroyed here is structures and also vehicles that have been capsized and also some broken down on the road, causing heavy traffic here this morning.
And therefore, what are the residents appealing for?
Okay, actually, the residents were blaming poor drainage, and also they were also some were complaining that officials of the NASBO were not responding to their calls and the police as well, but the police were here later to rescue some of them. So they were appealing to government to construct drainages that can affect future occurrence.
Thank you very much. That was our correspondent Frederick Bwedi Kwining. The flood situation at Teshin has been described as very severe. Although there are no formal reports of casualties, many people have been displaced. Veteran sports journalist George Latte is a resident at Teshin.
It's quite severe over here, especially where I live. And the location same as Bemula, so it's quite severe over here. I'm even finding it very difficult coming out of my own house. So that's why the situation over here. The bridge down the road that is so full up that some of the commercial vehicles are finding a bit difficult to fly that particular route.
Are there distractions?
Nothing of that have been recorded here.
Is it the first time you are experiencing this kind of flood in your area?
This is my second time of seeing that. The first one I saw was way back in June, and I'm quite surprised about this time's flood because we're heading towards the end of the year, and I'm just surprised as to how the rains are coming down in this particular month.
Have you seen rescue people around, NADMO and others?
Not yet.
George Latte briefing us on the flood situation at Teshin.